Welcome to this Diamond Approach online course. My name is Dom Lieber, and I'm a Diamond Approach teacher. In this course, you'll learn an inner practice called Diamond Inquiry. Like meditation and other spiritual work, it is a practice that helps you discover and realize your deepest potentials. This might be your first taste of inner work, or you may have many years of experience with other practices. Inquiry is valuable wherever you are in your inner journey, because inquiry is about exploring and understanding more clearly whatever it is that you're actually experiencing. This is as relevant in a deep state of non-dual realization as it is the very first time you look within. So the principles you'll be learning in this course are applicable at any stage of the spiritual journey. Nearly all spiritual work involves a turn inwards. One way to think of your inner world is as an ocean, an entire world beneath the surface of everyday living. From the seashore of ordinary life, you might only see a few shells washed up on the beach, some disturbance in the water, or the occasional fish jumping out. But these only hint at the magical world that lies beneath, filled with extraordinary life and hidden treasures. Inquiry means diving in to explore the wonders and riches of this world up close. This is a living world, teeming with your thoughts and beliefs, your memories and associations, your feelings and urges, and your sensations and impulses. So the exploration is an adventure of discovery. You jump in and look around and see what there is to see. Something catches your interest and you follow it, wondering, what is this? Where is it taking me? What's it doing here? When you go diving in the sea, there's no fixed formula, no single way to explore underwater caves, to discover the secrets of seahorses, or to restore a coral reef to life. It's up to your curiosity and interest to guide you. And Diamond Inquiry is the same. In this kind of inquiry, there's no formula, no fixed questions to ask, or set rules to follow. There are some underlying principles, and in these 10 lessons you will learn some of these principles. But really, when you inquire, you have the freedom to explore your inner world, to see and understand whatever comes up. The aim is simply to get as clear as you can about your experience. This clarity can be like the exquisite clarity of a diamond, and that's partly why we call it Diamond Inquiry. As the name inquiry implies, this fundamentally involves asking questions or approaching your experience with an inquiring attitude. It's not about questions with right or wrong answers, but rather open questions that express your interest. Just like when you dive underwater and you go, "Ah, what's here? I wonder what that is." So you bring that kind of questioning, curious, contemplating attitude towards your inner world. We'll get more into this later, but for now, just have a feel into that orientation. Before you actually hit the water, you need some tools and skills. Some swimwear, perhaps a mask, the ability to swim, and some understanding of where you might be going. And it's the same with Diamond Inquiry. So today, let's begin with some of the basics about how, when, and where to inquire. Inquiry can be practiced on your own or with others. In these first 10 lessons, we'll look at inquiring on your own. The most common way to inquire is to do what we call a monologue, which involves speaking out loud. You set a timer for your chosen time span, say 15 minutes, and then begin exploring your inner world by speaking out loud to describe and understand what's happening. You can do your inquiry out loud, and you can also do it in writing on your computer or in your journal. Some people find it useful to write out full sentences, and others like to just jot down main points or keywords as they go. So find what works best for you. In terms of when to inquire, it's good to make time for a regular formal inquiry practice, when you are least likely to be disturbed and there are not too many other things pulling on your attention. 15 to 20 minutes is a good practice period. If something has got your interest, there's no reason not to inquire for longer if you like. But first take a break after 15 or 20 minutes, have a walk or sit quietly for a few minutes before doing another period of inquiry. For formal practice, find a place that is quiet, relatively free from distraction, and private, so that you aren't concerned about being overheard. Ideally, you want to be able to say and express whatever you want during your inquiry. This will give you the maximum freedom. And if the only place available is somewhere with others nearby, then you can always do a silent written inquiry with less outward expression. So these are some basics. Now, let's begin the exploration by contemplating what we mean by your inner life. What is that anyway? What is this territory that you will be exploring? I'm going to mention some of the possibilities of the inner world. As I mention each one, just allow and notice whatever comes up for you. See if you can recognize some of these possibilities from your own experience, either in the past or maybe even right now in the moment. There might be some that you don't recognize at all, and that's completely fine too. Your inner world includes the qualities of your human nature. These are qualities like intelligence, love, groundedness, kindness, joy, or passion, to name a few. We call these your nature, your essence. They are the spiritual qualities that come built in with being a human being. You may or may not have thought of them as spiritual, but really all I mean is that they are the intrinsic, inherent qualities of your human nature. Your inner world includes a whole lot of memories, learnings, and associations from your personal history. This stretches all the way back to your childhood. Your past experience shapes the way that your spiritual qualities are lived. And we call this your conditioning, or your nurture, in contrast with your nature. It is everything you have learned so far based on what you have experienced in your life. Your inner life includes your mind or your knowing. Often, this means your thoughts, inner dialogue, imagination, and beliefs. It also means your awareness and consciousness itself, your capacity to know that that's a chair, that's a dog, to know that you're feeling happy at the moment. Your mind tells one thing from another, and recognizes things for what they are. Your mind also has the ability to understand yourself and your experience. Your inner life includes judgments, that you should be this way or that, and the way that you sometimes give yourself a hard time, or compare yourself to others. Your inner life includes your heart. I don't mean so much your physical heart, but rather the world of your feelings. Feelings like irritation, sadness, fear, boredom, or hurt. And also the deeper feelings of your nature, like happiness, love, or contentment. Can you recognize some of these feelings? What are you feeling in this moment? Your inner life includes the sensations of all different parts of your body, from your toes to the top of your head. It also includes the sensations of your consciousness itself, like when you feel open or closed, heavy and dull, or light and bright, or hollow and empty. These are all sensations of different kinds. Your inner world includes your sense perceptions of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching the world around you and the world inside you. It includes your sense of yourself, your identity, whether that's an individual self, a boundless identity, or a sense of no self at all. Your inner world includes how you feel and experience others, the world, your circumstances, as well as the relationships that you experience between yourself and these others and the world. Your inner world includes the inner sense of presence, of here-ness, beingness, isness, and the inner sense of emptiness, of absence, or space. It includes transcendent spiritual or non-dual realizations like oneness or emptiness or love. And it includes ordinary day-to-day consciousness. Your inner life includes instinctual drives for security, social connection, and your sexual drives. Your inner life encompasses everything that you call positive and everything that you call negative. It also includes your own unique individual consciousness, the way that you experience all the possibilities I've mentioned from your own point of view, different than the person next to you. So, take a nice full breath. In through your nose, and out through your mouth. And another one. How is it to contemplate the scope of your inner world? It's like the ocean itself and everything happening in it. Does it spark your interest? Does it all seem a bit much? Do the possibilities seem exciting or unknown? Or do you think you already know everything about it? Is there more to discover? Spoiler alert, wherever you are, the answer to that question is yes. All these elements are like a living underwater ecosystem, where everything is interconnected and dependent on everything else. Just like the fish and the shells and the seaweeds and corals are linked to each other and to the conditions of the water, the temperature, the rock formations, the nearby cities, so your feelings and beliefs, your history and the personal details of what you love or enjoy, and the qualities of your human nature are all intimately and meaningfully connected in your inner life. So having touched on some of these possibilities, you're going to do your first inquiry exercise of this course. The inquiry is simply to take some time to explore the elements appearing in the flow of your inner world now. You're going to dip your head into the water and take a look around to see how the water is, what sort of seabed you're over, what fish are swimming nearby. So see what kind of feelings are around, what's on your mind, what sensations are you in touch with, or any of the other elements that have been mentioned so far, and maybe some we haven't. Take your time as you do this, as if you're totally at leisure looking around. There's no pressure, no rush, no specific thing you're supposed to find, so you can't get it wrong. See if you can find an attitude that feels a bit like, what's here? What's going on inside me? What am I noticing? And contemplate your inner world with open interest. Just say or write something that you notice, then take a moment, look around again, and then see what's happening in the next moment. So it might go something like this. Well, I'm experiencing a feeling of curiosity. I feel a little apprehension. And now I notice an ache in my hip. I remember I have a date tonight and I get all excited about that. Now I have an urge to get up. I'm not sure I really want to carry on doing this. I'm wondering if I'm doing this right now. There's not much happening. No, still not much. I see the view out the window. I feel a deep sense of stillness now. And so it goes. You simply stay with and are curious about the flow of your inner experience. It's more active than meditation, and you're noting out loud or in writing whatever is happening in your awareness in that moment. So pause the lesson and do this for 5 minutes before you come back. So, welcome back. Now, take another breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Part of the magic of the inner world is that the very act of getting in touch and noticing what's there can begin to change things. So see, how has it affected you to peer into your inner world in this way? How are you feeling now? Say a sentence or two to notice that. Between now and the next lesson, take some time, say 5 to 10 minutes, a couple of times a day, to explore what's arising in your consciousness. Be as open and curious as you can be about whatever shows up from the whole range of inner experience that we've mentioned. You're just hanging out with that question, what's here? What am I experiencing? You could try this at different times, perhaps when you wake up, after a meditation or yoga session, if you do that, after a workout, after a day at work, or after hanging out with a friend. Different situations will tend to bring up different elements in your inner world. And after you've peered around, take a minute to notice how it's affected you to do so. So today you have learned the where and the when of inquiry and two forms that you can practice by yourself, a monologue and a written inquiry. You have considered the vast potential range of the inner world and learnt a simple practice of dipping into the flow of your experience to notice what shows up as you look around. Please feel free to share your experience and your questions. I'd love to hear from you. We're just getting started here. In lesson 2, you'll learn more about the attitude of diamond inquiry.